Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limit. Today's show is titled, How to Find Your True Calling. And it's important to understand this because in today's marketplace, we have moved into entrepreneurship, which has come full circle from where we were a few years ago when the Europeans first started coming to this country. So, your success in life will be largely determined by your ability to find your true calling, the right work for you to do, and then putting your whole heart into doing it well, very well. The happiest people are those who have carefully thought through who they are, what they want, where they're going, and then decided exactly what they need to do to get there to their goal. Asking yourself 5 targeted questions can help you hone in on whatever path is right for you. What do I do easily as well? When you are seeking your true calling, you must look at the activities that have always been easy for you, but which have been difficult for others. Often, you will get comments and compliments on how well you do a particular task. You will be surprised when you hear those remarks, because you never even thought about it that much. It just seemed natural for you from the very beginning. When Christina was 11 years old, she appeared at a city council meeting and gave a speech in favor of a permit allowing her school to expand. She stood up at the meeting on a chair in front of 150 adults and gave an impassioned talk. As a result, the permit was granted, and Christina was on the front page of 2 newspapers the following day. What are the things that I have done in life that have been most responsible for my success? In looking back over your work and your activities, what are the things you have done that you have given you the greatest rewards and satisfaction? If you work for a company, what are the activities you have engaged in that have achieved the very best results for yourself and your company? Your previous success experiences are signposts pointing to the sort of things that you should be doing more and more if you want to deploy yourself more fully for greater happiness and satisfaction in life. What would I do differently knowing what I know now? Is there anything that you are currently doing that you wouldn't start up again if you had to do it over? Is there any relationship that you were in that you wouldn't get into if you could make the choice today? Is there any job or part of any job that you were doing that you would not embark upon knowing what you know now if you had to do it over? As many as 95% of people working today are underemployed, not working to their full capacity for themselves and their companies. Only 5% when interviewed will say that they are working fully extended at their current job. Only 5% feel that their entire potential is being consumed and that they are working on the outer edge of their abilities. These people also tend to be the happiest and highest paid and the most fulfilled in any organization or enterprise. What work would I choose to do if I won $1 million cash in the lottery tomorrow? This is a question I sometimes ask my seminar audiences. when you hear this question, your gut reaction is a good indicator of where you are today and possibly where you should be going in the future. Most people, when they think of winning $1 million, think of quitting their current job and doing something else. There is nothing wrong with that, since most people have backed into their current jobs, taking them because they just happen to be there at the time a job was needed. Most people probably should be doing something else. Napoleon Hill once said that the key to success in America is to find what you really enjoy doing and then find a way to make a good living at it. What do you most love to do? Successful people don't feel like they work at it. They are doing what they love to do, and they are so busy doing it that their work becomes their play. Their work life and their personal life blends together like a hand fitting neatly into a glove. There is no separation. They are totally committed individuals who are accomplishing far more in a shorter period of time than the average person who is merely going through the motions. If I were absolutely guaranteed tremendous success in any job I choose, what field would I go into? One of the major reasons people hold themselves back from doing what they truly are meant to do is that they are afraid they will fail in some way. And being afraid that you will fail is the surest guarantee that you will fail. But what if you are absolutely guaranteed success in any field you choose? What would it be? What would you want to do if you had unlimited time, unlimited resources, and guaranteed success? The answer to that question should cause you to tingle a little bit. It should make your stomach flatter. It should send a thrill of excitement and anticipation through you that tells you this is the job you should be doing. Asking and answering the above 5 questions can change your life. You have within you talents and abilities that so vast that you could never use them all if you lived to be 1,000 years. You have natural skills and talents that can enable you to overcome an obstacle and achieve any goal you could ever set for yourself. There are no limits to what you can be, have, or do if you find your true calling. When you become one of the few people who are doing what they love to do, who are totally absorbed in doing something they really care about, you will make more progress in a couple of years than the average wage a slave makes in 5 to 10 years. You will come to the attention of people who can help you and open doors for you. You will be happy and fulfilled in both your work and your personal relationship. You will have more energy, enthusiasm, and creativity. You will unlock your true potential, and your future will become unlimited. And the reason we're talking about that today is one reason, that we need to be creative when it comes to the job market. We need to understand what changes are happening in the job market and how we can adapt and change to it. The problem is that for so many people, what are they doing? They're just looking for the status quo. Why is that? Because for years, when you attended school, what did they tell you when you graduated college? Go out and get a job working for someone else. Work your way up into management. Get your 25-year retirement and your Social Security and live comfortably. The problem is people don't live comfortably when they retire today, because What you're doing is you're working 40 hours a week for 40 years, and then you retire on 40% of your income. And guess what? If you couldn't survive on 100% of your income, how can you survive on 40% of your income? So the idea is how to find your true calling. Because guess what? When you look back over the last 100 years on how the job market has changed, think about it. You had the Europeans that when they lived in their home community, they didn't have the technology we have today. And how did they do business? They would put their wares on their push carts, and they would go from home to home selling their wares. Then when they came and they immigrated to the United States because they wanted a better life, they brought their skills with them, and they were dedicated. And many of them would take their wares and put it on push carts and stand on street corners. In fact, I remember my father talking about how my grandfather used to sell fruit on the street. And my mother would often talk about her uncle and what did he do. He was a janitor in the building they lived in. Then he went to work for the steel mill. And because he wanted to work, he was willing to work for free until the owner could pay him a salary. But what happened when the owner died and his children took over? He had it in his will that they couldn't fire Uncle Barney. They had to let him work until he was ready to retire. So he worked until he was in his 70s. And you know what? When you're doing something that you really enjoy doing, you never retire. And when you never retire and you're working, and the thing is, today with the technology, you can have a business. And because of the internet, your business is done online. And that means everyone does e-commerce. Every business, every store, every retail store has a website today that if their customers want to see what a product looks like before they even go in the store, they can go online. Well, you know what? That gives them the opportunity to sell 24/7. And when you're selling 24/7, guess what? You need to look at how you can utilize all of these things and help you build an income in a way that's going to help you expand your business. And, you know, there are a lot of solopreneurs today that they have websites and they are looking for affiliates to help them sell their products. So if it's a product that you use on a daily basis, why not help them sell their product and earn a commission on sales? When you earn commission on sales, that generates an income for you. And while you're generating an income for yourself on an ongoing basis, then guess what? That also allows you to do. That gives you the opportunity to find out what it is that you have a passion for. Once you find out what you have a passion for, then you need to sit down and write out a business plan. Once you write out that business plan, then you need to put together a strategy on how to take that business from paper to actuality. And then once you take it to actuality, there's other steps that you need to take. So how are you going to find something that's going to help you grow and do what you truly, truly want to do? Now, let me ask you this. What do you really do well? Because, you know, we're all unique. We all have certain skills and natural behavioral patterns that help us do excel at things that someone else may not excel at. Someone that you know may have insight. And you know, some people are good researchers. Some people can do things where they're good speakers, they're good promoters. So if you understand where you're coming from, then guess what? When you put all of these things together and you start a business, then guess what? You are not going to do, you will end up in a situation where you will end up doing the things that can help you build a successful business in today's marketplace. And this is a very important subject to think about, because we all have things that we truly love to do. You have some people, and you know, let me back up and talk about how the job market has changed. Because think about it. Today, a secretary or administrative assistant in an office, what are they? They are a virtual assistant working from home. Someone who years ago used to just do business cards and printing and logo design, today they're a web designer, and they can take all of those same skills. So how do you take the skills that you have and apply them into another area and put them together so that you can expand where you are, what it is that you truly want to do, and figure out how you can put all of these things together to help you grow a business. Because, and you know what? Just because you work from home, and remember, I have met some people who, they work for a business, but the business doesn't even have an office. What they do is they give them the computer, the software installed, the home phone, and then what they're able to do is to connect up to that mainframe. And it also gives them the opportunity to have flexi time. And when you have flexi time, then it gives you the opportunity, if you need to set an appointment and you can take that day off, then you won't lose time for work. Also, because of the type of work it is, then what happens is some people work weekends and get their days off during the week, as opposed to having to work Monday through Friday. Then when they have to take doctor's appointments or dental appointments, they lose time from work and they lose pay. Well, when you have flexi time and you could say work on a weekend from home, then you're getting paid what you need to be paid. And not only that, guess what? Companies today, they may not need someone 40 hours, but they'll need someone for 10 hours. So if you have something that you truly love to do, then why not contract with 2, 3, 4 companies that need your services? Instead of being paid $10 an hour, you can charge them $25 or $30 an hour, but at the same time, what is happening is you are increasing your pay and getting paid what you want, but you're working less hours for that company. And then when you work for multiple companies, then you're getting paid more than if you just work for one company for 40 hours, because you have 2 or 3 different companies that are paying you for less hours and paying you a little bit more for your time, because they're paying for less hours, that when you add all this up, you're making the income you truly want to make. So, and believe us, I remember I asked someone to tell me, if you could do what you truly love to do and do it for free, what would it be? But you know what? They all had an answer. Everyone knows what it is that they truly love to do, and they have a calling. But they just don't know how to get from the idea stage to the actual putting it together. And in that case, it is important to work with a mentor. And I am a career and personal development strategy coach that works with clients to help them strategize what they need to do to get their business from the idea stage to the actual working stage. And how did I come to do this? Because when I entered the workforce, there was no opportunities for people with disabilities to work with a company. And once I lost my job with the state, I couldn't find anything else. But I knew that I had a passion to help people. And at first it was, okay, my background is in counseling. I had training in psychodrama. I had training in transactional analysis, which was group therapy. But because I didn't have the master's degree, it was very difficult for me to build a business around that and contract with hospitals to come in and do group therapy. And because I didn't have the funds at that time to build a business in the way that you did marketing previously, because I was on limited funds, that my business, what I did and the way I built my business was a struggle. But I kept at it. I knew what it was that I truly wanted to do. And as you can see, I'm doing this show, and I'm a pretty good speaker. And what I have found is that I moved into training and development. And that meant for speakers that you went to work with a training company. And you would travel around to different cities. The way they did it at that time was when you worked with a training company, they would tell you you would probably work 10 days a week. And the way they set it up was you flew into the city that you were to do work on Monday, on Sunday, so that you were there. You had to be up early to go to the room to make sure it was set up properly, to make sure that the sound equipment was working properly, that all of the tapes and audio programs were set up in the back of the room. You did your 8-hour presentation. You sold from the front of the room, you sold the audio tapes because you made $250 a day. But when you figure out that you were starting at 7 o'clock and you were not finishing to 5, then you had to break down the room, and that took another couple of hours, and you had to make sure that what was left over was shipped back to the company. Then you had to get in your car and travel to the next city. Well, guess what? You're probably not making any more than $5 an hour on $250 a day. So to increase that, you had to make sure that you sold anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000 of product, so you can make an extra $100 to $200 a day, which would have made it feasible. Then on Friday, you flew home. Well, guess what? That's 6 days a week, because the only day you had off was Saturday. And unless sometimes you work 3 and maybe 4 weeks a month, which meant that you may not have had any time off. And that was a lot of work for a professional speaker. Well, you know, today with the technology and the software packages that are available, I can do the same thing that I was doing working with a company, but I can do it from home working for myself. I can do an hour teleseminar that's free where I have an opportunity to promote my paid presentations. I can promote myself through writing articles. I can submit articles to companies where they pay for. So there's multiple streams of income that I can create for myself doing what I truly love to do in giving people advice. One of the things that a speaker has to do is not only that, they had to put together a media package to send to associations to get hired on. And they had to have someone come in and tape their audio presentations. You know, today I can use a software pack. I can use YouTube, where I go and create a video on YouTube. But I also have a video email system that I can use, that if someone wants to see me doing a we upload within that software that a 20-minute segment of me doing a presentation in front of a group so they can see what I do, and I can have a branded template for my company, and that makes me look a whole lot more professional than just sending a media package. So when you look at what is happening today and how you can truly use all of the technology that is out there, you don't have to have the same overhead that people had to have years ago to build their business. So why not look at the things that you truly love to do and figure out how you can build a business today and use the internet and social media to market who you are. And this is the biggest issue that a lot of people don't think about, is how can they utilize what is available to them and build a business doing what they truly love to do. And if they can't, how can they do it as a solopreneur? And if they do that as a solopreneur, how can they contract with other people where they each help market each other's products? And in doing so, you're paying them commission to help you earn money selling your product, and they're paying you a commission to help them sell their product. So all of these things play together in today's marketplace, and how are you going to adapt and become a part of what we are looking for in today's marketplace? And I want to remind you, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com, and you can sign up for group coaching or individual coaching. And again, that's the number one, personalcareercoach.com. And I would also like to remind you that you can come back next week, and I will be doing a presentation that is called What Do You Really Want? Because when you understand what it is that you truly want in life, then that also helps you understand where you're coming from and how to get yourself into that position where you are going to build a successful business for yourself, doing what you truly, truly love to do. And many times we forget that in today's marketplace, you have to adapt to what is going on in the marketplace. So when you're listening to the unemployment statistics, remember, that is based on how people work in the past. And they're basing it on also on how many people actually go to the unemployment office and file for unemployment. So how many people are out there working today or don't have jobs today just simply because they're no longer receiving unemployment? So it may look like the statistics are going down, but in reality, there's truly 18% unemployment. And, you know, everyone scoffs at network marketing, but it is an avenue where you can build a steady income over time. The thing is, it takes anywhere from 3 to 5 years to build up your income to what it is that you truly want it to be. And I would like to remind you to come back next